This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It is reported in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim that a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, I have been with a woman. I have kissed a woman. I was with her in a garden and I did everything that a man and a woman do. Lazimtuha wa qabbaltuha. I held her and kissed her. I did everything, walam ujami'aha, but we were not intimate. Faf'al bi ma shi'ta, so do what you need to do with me. Punish me as you see fit. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not say anything. And then the adhan was called and they prayed salah. And this man got up and was about to leave. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the Sahaba to bring him back. And then he addressed this man and he said, did you pray with us? He said, yes, I pray with you, Ya Rasulullah. The Messenger of Allah then recited, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَي النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. He recited ayah number 114 from Surah 11, Surah Hud, which translates as, establish the prayer at the ends of the day, at the two parts, or at the two ends of the day, and during the night, because the good deeds, when a person does good deeds, they remove the sins, they wipe away the sins. And this is a reminder for those who would like to be reminded. This is the ayah. The ayah specifically references the prayer, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ, establish the prayer. We've spoken about this at length before, but the idea of the prayer is, when we pray, it is more than just going through the motions. It is more than just the states of the prayer and the specific rituals of the prayer. It is a higher elevated level. That is what the Quran always asks us to do. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Something greater than just it being on autopilot. So here again, the Quran instructs us the same thing. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. And then gives us the broad times of the five prayers. The ends of the day. That is the reference to Dhuhr and Asr, because Dhuhr begins as soon as the day starts to decline. And Asr is towards the end of the day. وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ. The times of night. The dark prayers, as they're called, or the prayers when the sun is not out, is Maghrib, Isha, and Fajr. So this is a general reference to the five daily prayers and its time. The idea being, if a person is establishing the salah, praying it on time, with a higher elevated level, with more meaning and purpose, then when a person lives that way, then all the mistakes that they commit, all the errors in judgment that they will have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe them away from their record. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. This is not to condone the bad. It's not to justify that a person should just keep doing things that are inappropriate, or saying things that are inappropriate, or watching content that's inappropriate, and then they pray salah and that's it. They move on with their lives and go back to it. That's not what the ayah is saying. What the ayah is saying is, if you were to establish the prayer, what you will find in your life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will completely remove the sin, completely remove from your record whatever mistake you made. And then on top of that, what you will find is إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. The other meaning, the other element of the meaning here is the good will be part of your life in such a capacity that you will push out the bad from your life. When the habit of good is established in your life, when prayer is a habit and is prayed with meaning, and when good deeds are done habitually and they're done with purpose, then the bad is automatically pushed out. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And then a person lives a very righteous, a very pure lifestyle. A very, very good lifestyle. That is the reminder. ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. I wanted to share this